if you want.
She's leaving already?
No, she's present. She's marked present.
Is that a gift?
Okay. Done? The Economic Development Budget Division will come to order for Wednesday, April 9th. Senator Scheid, for the information of the people who are here and who might be listening, we've got three bills on our calendar today that were all part of the omnibus economic development bill. These bills were all removed as a result of action on the Senate floor. And so what happened when they got from here in the omnibus bill to out of finance, there was a couple of little amendments that were done to a couple of the bills. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put them back in the order that they were, that they came out of finance. And Senator Scheid's case, what were the wireless rental things? Cap, you know what page that wireless rental thing is on? We put an amendment on the bill when Senator Scheid was first in front of the committee in regards to waterless urinals, and the language just doesn't seem to work real good.
Mr. Chair, are those known as planters?
those are known as planters. and it's Section 20, and I've talked to Senator Scheid about this, and I've talked to the people who are involved, and they're all agreeing that they're gonna figure a way to work it out, and once they work it out, they'll come back to us, and then we'll change the statute for them, because it just seems a little bit strange to have paragraph C say that paragraph B expires if the plumbing code is amended to address waterless urinals and urinals with one. So we're not sure what that means exactly. And so with your permission, Senator Scheid, Senator
Mr.
Sparks.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to argue with this committee about that provision.
Senator Sparks moves to delete Section 20. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 No.
Oh.
Division. This is a big issue in Senator Dibble's
record, Mr. Chair, is voting against this amendment.
But Senator Dibble, just so you know, that was not a vote for or against waterless urinals. Okay. That was a vote to get the issue resolved so that it can actually work in statute.
I'm for waterless urinals.
Okay, waterless urinals are fine.
He's writing that down.
And Senator Scheid, I don't think anything else has changed. And the only difference is the last time we sent this out here as part of the omnibus bill, and this time you want to go on your own, and we'll send it to finance, then there'll be a hearing in finance. And Mr. Rakowski, is there anything else we need to talk about as far as this bill's concerned? I think there's one more issue, but it hasn't been resolved yet, right? And yeah, if you want to go ahead and say it. And then we can, I know people are working on this one, and we could potentially have another amendment in finance. If it's
Mr. Chairman, I think it relates to an amendment we had here, or else it was in the jobs committee. I'm not sure.
I know it hasn't been resolved, but what was the issue on it?
But we're just going to leave it in the bill. So will the bill be the same?
Bill will be the same.
As when I came, you know, to the committee and we put that amendment on, but we've just taken out the one you just discussed. So.
And this was this was in regards to what? Yeah.
This is the
landscape issue, yeah. Okay.
The labor.
And we're working on that, right, Mr. Kowski?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Then Senator Metzen moves that Senate file 2926 CE1 as amended. You recommend it to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, motion adopted. Then we have the, let's see.
She done?
Does the box, yeah, you can go. You're
done? Thank you.
You can go.
Bye.
Unless you want to stay. Because
anything else we can do for you, sir? Heaven knows what you're going to get into next.
Chairman, that's the best presentation she's ever given.
Thank you.
Unless you want to talk about the boxing commission, but we're just going to move. I don't think we're going to change that at all, right? Okay, so the Boxing Commission one is Senate File 3685-1, and there could potentially be some changes to this down the line here, because I know there's the potential for somebody to amend this. There's some issues at the commission itself about the amateur status in the bill, so we'll move this to the Finance Committee. Senator Sparks moves Senate File 3685-1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Adopt it. And then we have a couple of amendments for the URI bill.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Kubley.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess on that last one, you know, I know Commissioner Ledoux with the former boxing commission, or the current one, I guess. You know, he gets a little criticism from time to time, but it does seem to me that he's greatly reduced the number of injuries that have taken place in that field, and it seems to me we probably owe him a word of thanks for his efforts.
I think you're right. I think what's been going on is that they've been finding a way to make the sport safer, and they're also finding a way to actually regulate the sports that haven't been regulated before. I think he's having some discussions with his board or his commission, whatever they're called, as to what the bill should actually say and what they should regulate and what they shouldn't regulate. So I think we're going to hear some more in the very near future.
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess I think, you know, changing the name to include some of these other pieces where there are quite a few injuries is probably a good move. Because of his track record of reducing the injuries just with the boxing.
I think we all agree to that, so thank you. Appreciate that. Now, do we have some amendments for the UI bill?
Yeah, I believe we have the A. The A5 amendment and the A6 amendment.
I don't know, Mr. Nelson, do you need to comment on these, or are you just...
No.
No?
No.
Now, and these were part of the Koch bill, right? And
No, Mr. Chair, I believe the A5 amendment is from the Koch 3055, Senator Koch's bill regarding veterans, yep, unemployment benefits, and the A6 is a request from Department of Labor and Industry.
The A6 is language suggested by Mr. Nelson from Deed that would make some of the provisions in 3471 more workable. Give the department a little more clarity as to eligibility under 3471.
Maybe I need you to explain this one, the A6, Mr. Nelson. Somebody give him a copy of the A6. If I'm reading this correctly, it says that if you've got unemployment benefits in the last 12 months, you're not eligible for an extension. No? What does it say?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I am Lee Nelson. I am the Director of Unemployment Insurance Legal Affairs for the Department of Employment and Economic Development. Mr. Chair, what this is saying is if you collected unemployment benefits essentially last year, that you don't get the extension this year. You still get your 26 weeks this year. But what this does is prevent a worker, under the current language, you could work 3 months a year and collect unemployment benefits for 9 months a year. This prevents that. What this says is if you're collecting year after year after year, you are limited to 26 weeks of benefits. You don't get 39. But if you are, let's say, intent would be a permanent worker who is then laid off could get up to 39 weeks of unemployment benefits in these counties. But it would prevent a person from year who collects year after year from getting 39 weeks year after year.
So how does a person get the 39 weeks?
An individual has to reside in one of the counties, which has 1.8 times the state average unemployment rate for a 12-month period of time. Currently, that is three counties, Clearwater, Red Lake, and Kennebec. those people in those counties who reside in those counties would be eligible for this extension, as would any other county where unemployment is increasing faster, if you will, than the statewide average.
But then, Mr. Nelson, if this amendment gets put on and a person got unemployment comp in 2007, they would not be eligible for the extension in 2008?
Mr. Chairman, well, they would be. You have to read in the 12 months before the effective date of their benefit account. That means they collected in the past year. It's hard to explain. Let's say they applied for unemployment benefits today. They would get 39 weeks. But they wouldn't then be able to turn around and collect an additional extension in the subsequent year.
So, in other words, you'd be eligible for 39 weeks only once in 12 months.
Right.
Does this get to the issue of what we're trying to do here, in that people are in these counties where there's excessive unemployment and they've exhausted their 26 weeks and they're getting, I mean, does this make them ineligible if they got unemployment comp, a year ago?
Well, if they're collecting year after year, if they're a seasonal worker, they would not be eligible for an extension. But if they are a full-time permanent employee and then are laid off, they would be eligible for the extension, but not if you collect year after year. If you happen to not collect for a period of time, then you would be eligible for the extension. And that's why you have to look at 12 months before the effective date of the account. So, but if they have, in effect, collect benefits year after year, they couldn't get 39 weeks. They could get 26, but they couldn't get 39. But if you're not a worker collecting year after year, then you would be eligible for 39 weeks.
So if I collected 26 weeks last year and I'm laid off again this year, am I eligible for the extension if I exhaust my 26 weeks?
No. You would not be eligible because you – let's say you collected benefits, 26 weeks of benefits in 2007, you'd be eligible for only 26 weeks in 2008. You wouldn't be eligible for 39 weeks.
Well, I think what we're trying to get at is today. And so we're trying to get to the people that have exhausted their 26 weeks and make them eligible for an extension because of the inordinate circumstance they find them under. I can understand you saying you got 39 weeks last year, you're not going to qualify next year. But I'm trying to figure out how we get to the actual people that we're targeting this year.
Well, Mr. Chair, what we could do, is make this particular provision, this particular line, effective January 1st, 2009. So that each person currently unemployed would be able to collect 39 weeks once, but then they wouldn't be able to collect 39 weeks year after year. The department's concern is that simply a person could, under the current the way the bill is currently drafted, collect 39 work 3 months a year and collect 39 weeks of benefits every year.
Counsel,
you
can
could
we
do
get a,
that.
Can we get an effective date on this of January 1st, 2009? On this amendment?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the bill is currently is effective January 1st, 2008. So if we were to put this particular part effective 2009, then each person currently would get up to 39 weeks in those counties. But then if you collected this extension this year, you wouldn't get the extension next year and then year after year.
Senator Koch, is that...
Thank you, Senator Thomson, for covering that. Then I think that's what we need to get at. We just have to make this a little more fair and a little more even. We do this with employers, too. If you own a business, you can't just lay yourself off year after year and receive the benefits. We have some protections against that. And I think it's fair to do that with the seasonal employment in this area. While still trying not to hurt the folks that we're trying to help. So, yeah, I think it's acceptable.
This changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
I got the energy.
We're out of victory.
Because if we change the effective date of the entire bill to 09, then they can't start collecting until 09. They can't get the extension until 09. We want people in 08 to get the extension. But then in 09, if they collected 39 weeks, they can't get 39 weeks again. Correct? So
right.
We just want this amendment to be effective in January 1 of 09.
So for Romanet number clause one, Romanet two.
Nihilistic. I thought it was nihilistic. It's nihilistic.
Don't you just have to make this effective on 09?
So put an effective date right here.
Okay, you guys figure it out, and we'll try the other amendment. What's the other amendment?
The other amendment, Mr. Chair, is the A5 amendment. This amends the 3471 with some provisions that were in Senator Koch's 3055, her veterans bill, and there was some unemployment provisions there that got stripped out on the floor by an amendment, and so this puts that provision onto the UI bill.
Okay. So. Any discussion on A5?
Aye.
Okay.
Senator Metzen moves the A5 amendment. All those in favor? Any discussion? Any comment on that, Mr. Nelson? Or
no.
You're okay with that one? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion adopted. Do we have a?
I think so.
Okay.
For the effective date, actually, we're going to make the amendment to the bill. Line 5.14. Following January 1, 2008, insert comma, except clause 1, comma, Romanet 2, which shall be effective January 1, 2009, period.
Romanet, that's called, huh?
Yes, that is correct, Mr. Chair. That is Romanet number 2.
Okay. All right. Does everybody understand that amendment then? So then... Senator Sparks moves the A6 amendment. Wait a minute now. Is the A6 amendment amended? It's not amended, is it? But first we move the A6 amendment, and then we would add an effective date. Is that what we do? Okay, Senator Sparks moves the A6.
They made the amendment to the bill.
Yeah, this first we're going to do this. First we're going to amend the bill with the A6 amendment. So Senator Sparks moves the A6 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion is adopted. And now Senator Sparks moves that. And would you, Carla, would you repeat that, Senator Sparks' amendment?
Yes. Senator Sparks moves that on line 5.14, after the period, insert except clause 1, comma, Romanet 2, which shall be effective January 1, 2009.
Some gladiator?
Got that?
No, I don't. I'll get it after.
Okay. Everybody understand that?
First time we've heard that.
Okay, Senator Sparks will move that amendment, that oral amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, motion is adopted.
That's two.
Vandiver.
Symbols.
I think it's still working. Yeah.
I never heard the term.
Is it in this one?
Okay.
All right. I think that's it then. So we'll just move this bill to finance also. So Senator Metzen moves that Senate file 3471-1 as amended be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion is adopted. I think that completes the committee's work for today. We have anything else that might have to come through here? There's a possibility when we get to finance, we may put these bills all together in an omnibus bill as the omnibus policy bill for the Economic Development Committee. Senator Paris will be able to make that motion when we get there. So.
You know, policy. He doesn't like policy. Do we remember that part?
No, it's okay to do it. It's just a matter of that they didn't want policy in that finance bill that was solving the budget.
I know.
So, okay, thank you all very much. Meeting adjourned.
Okey-doke.